mga yung buntag na itong tanan, mga igsoon. While nagtanaw ko sa video sa update, mga kaigsoonan, I cannot help myself but to be in tears. No? It was my nanay's desire to really plant a church in Talustosan. And in fact, sa diha ka nagtrabaho pa siya, ningon siya nga, mo-retire yun siya in 16 niya. Kay for the rest of yung life, kanang she wants to serve the Lord, no? Sa pag-tanom o church, pag-evangelize. And so what happened, mga kaigsoonan, no? Before I share the word of God, ako lang rin siyang i-share kay I cannot help myself but to be in awe, no? By God's amazing grace and power and His faithfulness, mga kaigsoonan. During the time, mga kaigsoonan, ang gibuhat ni nanay during the time nga maganahan siya, pag-abot niya kasi mo-retire siya, kanang what happened is, ang iyang mga igsoon, manggod, all of her sister died of lung cancer. Unya, nagyo na, no? Igabot og 64, igabot og 66, igabot og 63. So basically, that's the age bracket. So, last year, namatay ang sister, the same thing, no? Sa tulra ka istanan, unya, dili magpa-check up, kay okay pa man, no? So, pag-check up, stage 4 na day, worse na, no? And so, namatay ang sister of lung cancer, the same thing. And so, last year, munang nahitabo, no, yung desire ba? And so, ang sulti nila nga, ang imong lolo sa una, and there was this story nga, imong lolo sa una, kanang mauha ko ng yuta, unya, kanang, ang mahitabo, kanang murag na ako no'y gi-curse, murag something like nga murag giba, amot, kasi tawa ka na, no? And so, gato nga kung usa kay siyang sister, pagkamatay siyang sister, before to siya, ang mama ni Atife, nga naas lapo-lapo nag-fellowship, kanang, gibati niya og kapoy ang lawas, magubo-ubo gamay lang, no? So, wala pa check up. So, pag-arig Cebu, pag-check up, di, pag-ato pa rin pag-check up is, ingon tong ato, ka naman nanambal, ingon siya nga, ah, kuha na siya, kanang, unsa na, kanang, mura ko no, gikalag, no? So, ilista ko no talang sulat sa usa ka papel, ilista to mga kalag, yung mga hibawan, unya, pagbalik nga to, ibutang uga ng baso, ibutang ang tubig iinom. So, basically, muna ang diagnosis. So, worst, ni Aning Cebu, later did he found out that it's stage 4 lung cancer. So, yung unang doktor nga, you only have 3 months to live. So, wala ali 3 months, kamatay. And so, what happened, mga kaigsoonan? That's the burning desire of nanay because kana amgong talustusan, mga kaigsoonan, for pila ka years, sa tanang barangay, wala yung church dito nga nakapenetrate. Wala yung laing church. Usara yun ang nagtindog diha. Only the Catholic Church. Unya, to make it worse pag yun, kay basically, ang mga tao dito, walay mga education, no? I mean, wako mag high school, wako mag college. Kay ang ilang ato is agriculture man. Ang ipadanga pare nga itong mga kaigsoonan is Amerikano pag yun. Unsaon pagkasabot. So, ingon anak ka grabe ang stronghold. And so, kabawa man itong mga kaigsoonan that God came here to save and to set the captives free. And so, nag-start ang work ni Brother Dudong, hangtod karon unya, plano ni nanay mo na. And what happened? Pak, we found out nga naasya siya lung cancer last year. That was last year. And so, that was November 1, baka ito na mag-hospital, motong time up, last year, motong pinata. We just thought, ako personally, I thought nga, mauna yun ni. Kay ang iyang symptoms sa mga kaigsoonan, katong pag-autonomous chongwa, ingot akong iagaw nga fluid, ang imong nanay, and she was crying to me, siya nga pariham yung symptoms sa akong nanay. Nga, disorganized yung pangunahuna, unya, wala na siyang right mind. And so, pag ato nga itong mga kaigsoonan, we just thought nga, marag anhin na yun ni. And ako personally, marag wak na yun. No? Kay, mao man nilang history. History will tell us nga, mao yun na nga age. No? And so, we just prayed, Lord, unsa man yung will, unsa man yung gusto. Kay, iyang desire nga, maka-open magigitag church digto. And so, we just prayed to the Lord. And you know what, mga kaigsoonan, to top it all, God never failed to amaze us. No? And we've been praying about it, and there was that word of God nga, mo live pa, God will extend her life, niya nagtaramay sa situation, Mark, imposible man kay Lord. Imposible kay San mga kaigsoonan, but the God we serve is a God of all possibilities. Amen? And we know that, kung unsay sulti sa doctor, mga kaigsoonan, we have a great physician. Muna ang Ginoo. No? And we are blessed and privileged that even up to today, grabe ang provision, no? Ang chemotherapy, kung imong tanawon mga kaigsoonan, ma-amaze me kay, ang chemotherapy is all cycles are for free. No? So, in fact, inigato na mo sa doktor, tagaan pa may allowance sa doktor. No? So, ingon anak, kamaayo ang Ginoo mga kaigsoonan. And so, makita na ko unsay-unsana, ay ko, Lord, wa gyud mi nakita nga ngayan mi ani, but it's all because of your faithfulness and grace sa among makinabuhi. And we thank the Lord nga ang work sa talustusan mga kaigsoonan nagpadayon. And even today, nagpadayon, and there are people nga ginahikap ang kasing-kasing because I know nga naay potential yun diha, no? Naabot na sila madudung, nagkrusada na diha, pila nakabuk pastors. And today, Sir Sarah, nagpadayon niya po ng Buluhaton. And ingon ng Bible, no? Ingon ng Ginoo, that he who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. And you know what, friends? We don't know what will happen to us tomorrow, what will happen to us these coming years, these coming days, but one thing we do know, nga kung anak ta sa Ginoo, we are assured and we are rest assured that we will be with Him. And while waiting for His glories, kaming mga kaigsuunan, all we have to do is just to trust God and offer our life to Him. Amen? So, mao na siya atong buluhaton sa talustusan. No? So anyway, dili lang magdugay mga kaigsuunan. If you have your Bibles with you, in fact, Pastor Ramil told me last Thursday, no? Nag-meet me pag Thursday, nga if I could share ba daw karon, no? And so, I just, may masagisaran guys, supposedly I'll be sharing in our church in Lapu-Lapu, sa 10 p.m. but ingom ta kong kauban nga pastor nga sa 4 na lang kuno ko. So, ingo sige pastor, I'll head that call and it will be a privilege for me to minister to our brethren here in Mandawi City, no? So, if you have your Bibles, dili na magdugay, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. And this will be our text for this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1. Can I have one request? Can we all stand up at this time? As we will be reading God's word this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says here, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. Let's pray. Our loving, gracious, merciful Savior. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord God, for this life. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to serve you. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to bless you. And we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to be ministered by your word, Lord God. Lord, daghang mga kinabuhi ang nangausap tungod sa imong pulong, Lord God. There are so many lives that have been changed. And Lord, today I pray, Lord God, that you will soften our hearts, Lord God. Allow your Holy Spirit to move in our midst this morning, Father, Lord God. I pray, Father, O God, that whatever hindrances, Lord, whatever works of the enemy, Lord God, that is trying to steal, O God, that is trying, Lord God, to divert our attention, Lord God, Lord, we pray that have your way in us this morning, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you and we just want to bless your name this morning. And we pray, Lord God, that at the end of this day, Lord God, your name alone will be greatly exalted and magnified, Lord God. And this is our prayer in Christ's name, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Amen and amen. You may now take your seat. I have entitled my message this morning, mga kaigsuunan, Making Our Election Sure. Making Our Election Sure, or Making Our Calling Sure. Now, nagtuo ko mga kaigsuunan that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, no, is nagkaduol na. We really don't know when, we really don't know unsang tuiga, unsang panahuna, but we do know that what God promised will be fulfilled. And so while waiting for the coming sa Ginoo mga kaigsuunan, ang atong pagabuhaton is just to be obedient and head His call in our lives. And so, making our calling, making our election sure. I believe, mga kaigsuunan, that in our Christian life, we have a misconception about being a full-time minister. Nagtuuta nga mga full-time minister, katulang mga pastor, katulang mga nag-commit sa church. But kabaw mo, mga kaigsuunan, the moment you understand the gospel, the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, because you understand that you are a sinner, you understand the holiness and the righteousness of God, and you understand that apart from Him, you are nothing and that you are hell-bound. You understand, mga kaigsuunan, that it is not on your merit, it's not on your doing that you can go to heaven, but you understand that it is through the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that can make you righteous by believing, by trusting Him. And so with that, mga kaigsuunan, that's the time that you become a believer of Christ. Now this morning, I want you to ask yourself, when is the time that you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? When is the time nga imong gidawat ang Ginoo sa imong kinabuhi as your Lord and Savior? Kanus-a man na siya? Okay? And the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment you are sure that if I die today, I know for sure that I will be with God in heaven. Nga kung mamatay ko nun, 100%, I will be with Him in heaven. Friends, the moment you believed on that, the moment nga imong gidawat sa Jesucristo mga kaigsuonan, that's the time that you are a full-time minister of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever think nga kanaraman sila mga full-time, ako kani akong pagkristohan nun. There is no such thing as part-time in our Christian life, mga kaigsuon. In serving God's kingdom, in building God's kingdom, mga kaigsuon, all of us are full-time minister. And that's why we have to understand that our election, our calling should be sure. And the question is, are you sure of your election? Are you sure that you are a child of God? Because friends, being a child of God, it's not a guarantee that you are in the ministry, you are serving the Lord 10 years, you are being born again 20 years, I think I'm a Christian. Because friends, at the end of the day, what really matters is your relationship with God. And Christianity is all about our relationship with our Savior. It's all about enjoying Him. Mao bito na mga kaigsuonan, no? Mao na, I want you to take note here. Praise and worship, di ba? Mag-worship ta Sunday. If ang imong idea sa worship mga kaigsuonan, ang imong pagsimba sa Ginoo, mura bito, murag dugaya sa pagsimba, oy, 1 hour, dugay man kaistanan. 2 hours ka worship, murag dugay man kaistanan, mura naabot ng time, na boring ka. Friends, if that's your attitude towards worship, if that's your attitude towards God Himself, if He is not your treasure, then friends, I don't think that you are ready for heaven. Hello? Because in heaven, what you are doing, what we will be doing is that we will be worshiping God 24/7. In other words, in heaven, we will be enjoying God. So if here on earth, you are not enjoying God, then what's the point of God bringing you to heaven in where sa langit mga kaigsuonan, your only joy and satisfaction is the very presence of God? If ang imong pagbasa sa Bible, imong pagsimba mga kaigsuonan, murag dili man kay na pleasurable na ko. So you ask yourselves, if this is my attitude, am I really ready to go to heaven? Friends, if dili gani na nimo nakita ni mga murag dili man yun ako treasure ang Ginoo, then you are not yet ready for heaven. Because what we are doing here, worshiping God, enjoying God, is a foretaste of what we will be doing in heaven. And that's why, friends, ang tao yun nga nakasabot sa iyang kalawasan, mga kaisunan, for all his life, he will always and forever be grateful of what Christ had done to him or to her. And that's why, friends, karun palang kaidaan, we have to make sure. We have to be sure of our election, of our calling. And making our calling sure, muna siyang butanga, mga kaisunan, that as a believer, we are called simply to serve Him. To serve Him. Sayop din na siya, no? Basically, ako nang iusap yan, to serve the Lord, but to serve Him, no? And thirdly, mga kaisunan, we are called to work for Him. Okay? Now, Pastor, dili man ko full-time, no? Dili man ko. Friends, that's why, ganyan, nag-mention ko ganyan, naay mga misconception of that thing. Because regardless unsa imong profession, mga kaigsuonan, regardless unsa imong trabaho, mga kaigsuonan, the moment you receive Jesus Christ, and the moment na himo kang born again, mga kaigsuonan, remember this, that time, you became a full-time minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. I like what one woman said. Ipamunta na siya. Ingon to ko sa ka-member siya. Madam, what's your work? Ingon siya ba? Unsa man imong work, madam? What's your work? And the woman said, ingon siya, I am a full-time minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, skillfully disguised as a public school teacher. Lindot yan, no? So whether you're in NARS, mga kaisunan, you're a teacher, you're a driver, you are a full-time minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't ever think, ako na may tigkuan, no? Sa simbahan, tigsilhig, tig-arrange yung chair. No, friends. Because in God's kingdom, dako kay na nga trabaho, mga kaigsuonan. So regardless unsa imong trabaho, regardless unsa imong gagawian sa kinabuhi, mga kaigsuonan, the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, or kung gitawag niyang kagalingon, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer of Christ, then you are a full-time minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes, wala na ito na nakuha because we just thought, anyway, Christian man ko, and magbasa lang ako sa akong Bible, magpray lang ko, I think I'm okay. Because friends, the mandate of God is to go and make disciples for Christ. Now, and lastly, mga kaibigan, no? In all of these things, we are called to glorify Him. No? Now, hatagal lang to brief background before tamo adton. I have some principles yung akong ishare na to karong kabuntagon, but I will just have, no, a brief background of this letter. Kay mao man importante, no? Now here, Peter stated his reason for writing. Nganong gisuwat man ni Pedro, mga kaigsoonan, kani nga epistle? Unsa may purpose? Unsa may rason niya? Because on all of the books manggod sa Bible, naam yun ay purpose. That's why, one of the rules in Bible interpretation is that a text cannot mean what it could never have meant to the original intended recipients of the letter. So here, si Pedro, nagsuwat ani mga kaigsoonan, ingon diri, to encourage his readers who were facing persecution for their faith to stand firm. So ang reason mga kaigsoonan why Peter wrote this one so that those believers who are going severe persecution can stand their faith. Because during this time, mga kaigsoonan, Christianity became an illegal thing. So during this time, kung Kristohanon ka, because of your faith sa Ginoo, mga kaigsoonan, illegal na siya, pwede ka dakpon, pwede ka ipriso. In fact, atong makita that there are lives nga nangamatay, no? Because of their faith sa Ginoo. And so here, Peter was encouraging them. Gipakita ni Pedro, giswata ni Pedro, magpadayon mo. And you know what, friends? Makita na to ang life ni Peter. Di ba? Peter was just a simple fisherman. When Jesus Christ called him, he said, come, follow me. And Peter, together with his brother, wala sila nagdaduha, they followed Christ. And so what happened, mga kaigsoonan, during the time Peter was an eyewitness of the risen Christ? Jesus Christ he walks where Jesus walks. He ministered where Jesus ministered. In fact, Peter was the one who walks on water. Diba? Pagkita niya ni Jesus Christ, he was walking on water. Pero pagtanaw niya na ay mga waves, matong tayo mga ning dwindle iyang faith na lumo siya. And so, atong makita mga kaigsoonan, on one account, in Caesarea Philippi, ingon si Jesus Christ, who do people say I am? And people said, you are Elijah, you are one of the prophets, you are Jeremiah, but ingon, gina niya, when Jesus Christ turned to his disciples, Ingon si Jesus yung mga disciples, who do you say I am? No? And Peter said, you are the Son, no? You are the Son, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus Christ commended him. And so one supper, ingon si Jesus Christ nga one of you will betray me. And Peter said, dili Lord, di ka i-betray. And so what happened mga kaigsoonan? Ingon siya, dili ti ka i-deny. But what happened? Katong tayo mga gidakop si Jesus Christ, Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ 3 times. And so, this is Peter who wrote this one. Makita na ito mga kaigsoonan nga isu ka siya tanan, he was very bold, pero pag abot sa sitwasyon nga i-require iyang faith, he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Pero after the resurrection mga kaigsoonan, makita na ito that Peter was all out for him. Peter understand his call. Peter understand his mission. And you know what? History tells us that Peter died because of his faith sa Ginoo. In fact, mga kaigsoonan, he was crucified upside down because of his faith sa Ginoo. I-recant imong faith. Unsa man, Peter, are you going to recant? But Peter said, why would I recant? This faithful Jesus that I am an eyewitness. And so he encouraged his reader, igsoon, not to stand firm in their faith. It is to strengthen the readers so they would persevere through their persecution with the right attitude. Mao nang usa ka problema, no? Right attitude. Nga i-persecute mo while na ang persecution, importante nga you act in a way that God still is glorified in our lives. No? With the right attitude. In fact, mao ni siya ang usa ka theme dire sa kaning Pedro. How are you going to live your lives even though ang mga tao is against you? Another thing is, kanino, another purpose sa letter mga kaigsuunan is that in a larger sense, the purpose is to help Christians know how to live as aliens in this world. Another thing ang ipakita ni Pedro din mga kaigsuunan is for his readers to understand that the world that we're living is that you and I are only temporary. Temporaryo ra ta ani. And so because we are temporary, we have a home there with Christ para pagdasig, para pag-encourage nila. Another theological, this epistle as well is apocalyptic, dealing with the end times. And there are things, no, ato makita, it has much emphasis on holiness. It talks about the holiness of God, personal, social, communal holiness, no, gihisgutan na dere sa maong basahon sa Peter. It talks about hope, no, unsa man nga hope. It talks about that living hope in Christ. It talks about salvation. It talks about the Trinity. It talks about suffering, and it talks about relationship to the world. As believers, unsa man atong relationship dito sa kalibutan, no? Our relationship with the world. So, in this letter, mga kaigsoonan, these are the theological themes ato nang mabasa. That's why, if you read 1 Peter, 2 Peter, these are the main thing ato makita dere. That in Christ, we have a living hope. In Christ, there is salvation. In Christ, even though we suffer for Him, but rest assured that we will be glorified later on when once we will be with Him. It talks about how are we going to act in the way of the world, no? Through His Word. Okay? And so here, in verse 1, mga kaigsoonan, ingon dere, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. So these are Christians in Asia Minor, mga kaigsoonan. Basically, this is karon, no? This is the present Turkey. Karon. So during the time sa Asia Minor, grabe ang persecution nga to the point na nga scattered sila. So ingon din, no? Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. And this is one of the principles that we'll be looking at. Now, gigamit yung mga kaigsoonan, Peter as an apostle. He was using that word apostle. So here, the word apostle has both a technical and a general sense in the New Testament, no? Basically, it refers to the 12 and Paul and to those who went out as the 12 and Paul did to represent Jesus Christ. Peter was one of the 12. He wrote with full apostolic authority. So ato makita mga kaigsoonan, because Peter is an eyewitness kay kanim good siya nga letter later on gi-refute man gud na, no? And so here Peter, iyang gipaila-ila iyang kagalingon that he is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, unsa may principle nga itong makuha dere mga kaigsoonan. First, atong makita dere, no? First, that we can see here is this. That first, identifying ourselves with Christ helps bolster our Christian faith. Okay? So, atong makita mga kaigsoonan that Peter himself, iyang gipaila-ila iyang kagalingon. O makita na to si Pedro, mga kaigsoonan, that this is Peter who denied the Lord Jesus Christ. At the same time, this is the same Peter which was reinstituted by Jesus Christ, no? In John 21. So here, gisuwat ni Pedro ni that I am Peter, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. So unsa may implication ani mga kaigsoonan? So ingon diri, ang first principle that you can learn here is that identifying ourselves with Christ, it helps bolster our Christian faith. Now, a lot of us, I remember when I was in college, mga kaigsoonan, first year na ko, di kay ko magpaila na Christian ko. Nga naman kay, mauwaw, i-persecute ka. Pero kani mga kaigsoonan, atong makita dere nga, once we identify ourselves with Christ, it helps bolster our faith. Ugmon yang nakita ni Pedro. Nakita ni Pedro iyang identity, mga kaigsoonan, that he is identified with this Jesus who was persecuted, who was killed, but who rose from the dead. Nakita niya, mga kaigsoonan, that this is Jesus that is worthy of my faith and my dedication. So atong makita diri, mga kaigsoonan, that even kita nga mga Kristohanon in our time today, no? Does our neighbor know that we are a believer of Christ? Do we identify that I am a child of God? Hello? Ato ba nang ma-identified nga anak ko sa Ginoo, I'm a believer of Christ? Because for some of us, mga kaigsoonan, some of us, it doesn't make sense to us. O diri na to makita, mga kaigsoonan, that when we identify ourselves with Christ, it helps bolster our Christian faith. This is the first thing. Second thing that we can see here, Ikson, is that identifying ourselves with Christ gives us a mutual accountability of the people around us. Okay? When people know that we are a Christian, when people know nga Kristuhanon di ay ka, nga anak di ka sa Ginoo, nga born again di ka, mga kaigsoonan, it gives us a sense of mutual accountability. Nga naman, hala, dili na lang ko magbuhat. Ano yun? Kailab yan na siya na ako na Christian ko. Di ba? Dili na lang ko man, dili na lang, I will try to trim my mouth the way I use my mouth, my tongue. Di ba? Ngano man kay bawo man siya nga Christian ka. It give you a sense of accountability. It give you a sense of protection in a sense. Ngano man kay unsa niya yung isulti. Okay? Og baon ni si Pedro mga kaigsoonan. Ato makita mga kaigsoonan that when Peter identified himself with Christ, he is accountable to the people around him. But for some of us mga kaigsoonan, wala tay pakialam ana ngano man. Anyway, Christian ko mora na siya. Pero friends, atong hinumduman that as a believer of Christ, we are tasked to emulate Him. Okay? We are called, mga kaigsoonan, to reflect Christ in the way we use our tongue, the way we use our hands, the way we use our feet, the way we use our whole being as a person. Og it helps, no? That's the thing that we can see. Another thing here, ingon dere, no? Sa verse 1, Peter, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to God's elect. Take note, no? Ingon diha. Strangers in the world. Okay? To God's elect, mga pinili sa Ginoo, giluwas sa Ginoo, ingon dere, strangers in the world. Another principle that we can draw here, mga kaisunan, is this. Our identity with Christ will help us realize that this world is not our home. Hello? When we identify ourselves with Christ, it helps us realize that this world is not our home. In John 14, no? Mabasa na to diha mga kaigsoonan nga Jesus Christ while talking to his disciples, ingon siya, I will go ahead of you and prepare a place for you. No? So, the moment we become born again, the moment we become a believer of Christ, mga kaigsoonan, our identity with Christ will help us realize that this world is not our home. Nga naman, because you and I are only temporary. Lumalabay na taning kalibutan na mga kaigsoonan. O mo ni rason nga gi-encourage ni Pedro kato mga kaigsoonan na to sa mga niag, no, sa, during his time, para ma-realize nila nga kanay niyong gi-go through temporary ra na. Kanang kalikaning kalibutan na, yes, mamatay na ta, mupanaw ra ta dere, hinumdumi, that our real home is in heaven. There was this funny story one time when I was ministering in Negros, natin usa ka sister mga kaigsoonan nga, nagpabuhat siya balay, no? Nagpabuhat siya balay, nag-loan siya, and it was worth siguro mga 4 to 5 million. And during the time, pag groundbreaking, I was invited. Unya, siya, Pastor, ato ni siyang i-kuan, ato ni siyang i-pray kay magbuhat na siya sa balay. So we were praying, ipong i-praying ito, and while ongoing ang construction mga kaigsoonan, we have our Bible study once a week, at tuming ato, every Friday. And so, pag humanag yun siyang balay, mga siguro mga 95% almost finished na, gwapo na kayang balay, no? Gwapo kay sanan. Yeah, pag ako manager din siyang pastor, kanang ato ning i-dedicate ang balay, no? Atong i-dedicate daw. Go, sige. So, ato mingan to. And so, we dedicate the house. So imo nang i-pray. And so, nagbinuang ko, no? I make a joke. Iko nga, te, kanang mag-pray ta nga, mabalik na ang Ginoo karon. Siya ayaw sa pastor. Siya ayaw sa ko, no? No? Siya ayaw sa ko, no? So, at the back of my mind, I was laughing. Pero nakita na ko, nga kanang bitang maraghala. Kita siya siyang balay, dili pa siya ganan mo balik ang Ginoo kay ganan pa siya mapuyo. Not realizing ang iyang balay unsa na kadako, unsa na kamahal imong balay diri mga kaisunan, in comparison with heaven, di yun na nimo katukngan. Ngano man, because naadikto mga kaisunan ang presensya sa Ginoo, no? I mean, naa man diri presensya sa Ginoo, but in heaven, dito nimo ma-enjoy ang fullness sa Ginoo, no? So, muna usa ka butang atong i-realize because some of us, mga kaisunan, we hold tightly to the things of this world, not realizing that this world is not our home. Amen? And that's why, friends, one of the things that we can draw out from these principles is that learn to lose everything loosely. Nga naman. Because the moment you hold it tight, once God will get it, it hurts. But if you hold it loosely, kung ako nasa Ginoo, okay ra. Nga naman, Lord, imobito na, Lord, ikaw ang maghatag, ikaw sana magbawi, Lord God. And so, once we are identified with Christ and so on, we understand that our priorities, no, ang mga butang importante, ma-realign na siya. Nga naman, because we understand, Lord, lumalabay raman ko, Lord, temporary ra kaning kalibutan na. So, whatever things ka maabot sa imong life, whatever blessing, mga kaisunan, you understand that, Lord, the reason you bless me because you want me to be a blessing to others as well. Diba? Og munang nga principle, so on, nga, ato ni siya makita, everything in this world, makaingon tang Lord, I will invest on the things that really matters in eternity. Nga naman, because whatever things nga imong madawat, ma-acquire, mga kaigsuunan, when you die, ang imong mabalik, ang imong regyong kalag, di ba? Atubang sa Ginoo. And so, makita na to that everything that we hold here, makaintang Lord, gamitan ni para sa imong kahimayaan. It is when we understand nga kaning kalibutan na, dili day ta ni balay. So if this world is not our home, asa man ta mo invest? That's why Jesus said, store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy. In other words, ang gustos Ginoo mga kaigsuonan, invest on the things that matters in eternity. Pursue Christ. Pursue His glory. Pursue His kingdom. And fourthly, mga kaigsuonan, strangers in the world. Now, in verse 2, okay, ingon dire in verse 2, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. Ingon diha makaisa no, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God in verse 2. So, unsa may principle nga atong ma-learn diha mga kaigsuonan is this, moni siya. Fourth principle is this, God had not mistaken when He called you to salvation. Okay? Ang Ginoo mga kaigsuonan, wala siya nasayok nganong iya kang giluwas, nganong iya kang gitawag. And we are privileged mga kaigsuonan that out of billions of people in this world, God has called you. God has chosen you. Amen? O maunay pinakanindot nga butang. Friends, wala masayop ang Ginoo. Because a lot of people will ask the question, Lord, nganong ako man? Di ba? Lord, how about these people? Now, we don't know sa timetable sa Ginoo, but the fact that karon mga kaigsuonan, you responded to the call of grace, then pasalamati ang Ginoo, you give your all to the Lord, you serve the Lord. Kay wala siya nasayop nganong iya kang giluwas. Amen? Wala siya nasayop mga kaigsuonan, nganong gi-soften iyang heart. Wala siya nasayop nga iya kang gihatagan sa eternal life. The right response for you and me is to serve God without any hesitation. To serve Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Because that is the only way that we can give back to God. Because after all, ang atong kinabuhi, mga kaigsuonan, ato naman yung gihuwaman sa Ginoo. Amen? At the end of the day, what really matters ang ato yung relationship diha sa Ginoo. Og muna, wala na sayop ang Ginoo nga nung iya kang giluwas. And so you ask the question, Lord, how about those people? Friends, we don't know. Kano saan na sila luwason sa Ginoo? Kano saan na sila i-quicken nilang heart? But ang atong the role that we have is to tell them the love of God and the wickedness of sin so that they too will receive the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts. Another thing, another principle. Ingon diha, no? Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. So, wala na sa'yo pang Ginoo nga giluwas ka niya. Another principle, igsoon, fifth is this, God is continually saving you. Okay? That's why, friends, when you talk about salvation, we need to understand that salvation has its tenses. Murag verb, no? Ang verb na ay past tense, na ay present tense, na ay future tense. In the same way, when you read the Bible, makita ni mo nga rin, anong kaninga salvation mo rag past, no? Kani continually. In fact, another past, you work out your salvation. Because kung imong tanawon ang tenses sa salvation, mga kaisunan, it comes in three tenses. Okay? What are those things, no? First is, the justification, the sanctification, and the glorification. The moment a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ, mo nang time ang gi-justified ka. You are saved from the penalty of sin. What's the penalty of sin? Hell. So the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not a matter of heaven or hell anymore. Lord, nakasala ko, impierno, gyapon ko ani Lord. The moment you received Him, it's done deal. Okay na, you are justified. Now, makasala ka ini kaugma, muna na ang sanctification, no? The moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been justified. You are free from the penalty of sin, which is hell. Ang sanctification, mga kaigsuonan, you are saved from the power of sin. Kay wala, powerless man ta. Diba? We cannot say no to sin, but now you have Jesus Christ in you, you now have the power to say no to sin. And so every day we are being sanctified by God. Every day, mga kaigsoon, we are being tested by God sa itong faith. Nag-pray ka ni, and God allows the situation, hala Lord, nakasala ko ni mo, Lord. Inikaugma, mga kaigsoon, and the same thing, hala Lord, nakasala ko ni mo, Lord. Like my friend, no? Dito sa Dumaguete, where I was serving. Grabe iyang bisyo sa pagpanigarilyo. Dawachas Ginoo, nimo siyang believer. And so, ganahan siya nga, marid siya sa iyang bisyo nga pagsigarilyo, mga kaigsoon. Nag-pray siya sa Ginoo, Lord, hangtod, one pack. After a month, murag napo na lang. Unya, mag-guilty siya, no? Lord, kasala sa kunin mo, Lord. In fact, I remember one time, na ato'y birthday, nangaon me. Yeah, pag humagkaon, mga kaigsoon, nananghid siya, Pastor, pwede ko maggawa sa kay manigarilyo ko? Kuya, waning igsoon na, eh. Pero it is his struggle during the time. And so, nabot ang time, mga kaigsoonan nga, kanang na-delivered yun siya, na-deliver. He was totally delivered. And so, makita niyo mo nga, ang Ginoo nag-work sa iyang sanctification nga, ma-realize niya nga, iyang body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, kunya katong nga bisyo, mga kaigsoonan, ma-set free siya. So, everyday, gina-sanctified siya in the same way with us. Siguro natay sa ko, Lord, I pray for this self-control. Lord, I pray for my mouth, Lord, nakasala na sa ko, Lord. You pray for it. And don't ever think nga, ingon ani na magkukundi na ako mausab. Friends, remember this one, God is in the business of changing you. God is in the business of transforming you from glory to glory. Kung sa una, maldita ka, grabe ka, musulti si mo ba, naan ay progress. As you progress in your Christian life, mga kaigsuunan, makita ni mo diha, ang grace sa Ginoo magtika increase. Di ba? That's why don't ever think, kani mga tiguang ka ng sabdala na sila, kaya anam ko ng mga tiguang, dali na masuko noon. Friends, as a believer of Christ, the more we grow in age, the more we grow in grace as well. Amen? Nga naman, because we have a God who can change us. O kana, mga kaigsoonan, if you only realize, nga Lord, sayo panda ni Lord God. Lord, the way I use my mouth, nasakitan mo nito akong igsoon, wala mo nito nakahimaya na ko, Lord. So you now have a gauge, nga Lord, usba ko in that area, Lord. And every day, ginasanctify ka sa Ginoo. Nga naman, because God let you understand that He has the power to change you. O mauna siya, every day, God has given us the power to say no to sin. Every day na, mga tanaka, kanun saan ni mahuman? Di yun na mahuman, hantod buhi, patadre. Because God is in the business of transforming us. God is in the business of changing us from glory to glory. So that's why here, sa Peter, ingon diha, God is continually saving you. Saving you for what? That's in the past, that's in the tense of sanctification. Ginausab ta sa Ginoo aron masama ta sa iyang pagka humble igsuon ni Jesus Christ. That's the goal of Christ in us, that Christ will be seen in us in character and in attitude rin nato. Because what the world is watching, mga kaigsuonan, ng ato mga apan, di ba? Mao man nagtanaw sa kalibutan, kanis na Kristohano, no? Wala na nila gitanaw imo maayong nabuhat. Gitanaw na nila, but ang ilang gibutang sila memory ka ng bati ni mo. Okay? Yan mo, ana, tadi mo kung maka-please nila. Yes, we cannot please them. Anyway, ang Ginoo man itong gi-pleased. Pero in a way lang, makita nila the way how we use our mouth, our tongue, our action, our hands with wisdom. Di ba? So, mauna ikso na nag-pray ka, Lord, nag-pray ko, Lord God, usba ko sa akong temper. No? Unya, God will put you in that situation. Maubita na mga kaigsoon, ano, as a believer, if you believe in the sovereignty of God, God allows situation na ibutang ka niya diha. Di ba? Lord, kuha ako dure. Giallow na sa Ginoo mga kaigsoonan, aron ang grace sa Ginoo makita diha. There are a lot of Christians mga kaigsoonan nga, naa sa sitwasyon sig bagulbol, sig reklamo. No, I mean, it's the right. Pero kung tanawin mo ang big picture, mga kaisan, when God allows it in His sovereignty, gi-allow na sa Ginoo for you to understand that God wants to change you. Hello? Maupito na mga kaisan, when pag-abot yun, no? Ako personally, last year, pakibawa na mo nga, maunag yun, no? Nag-cancer yun his mother, si nanay. There are a lot of things that comes to mind. Lord, nga naman, Lord, ano, nitabo ni Lord? But on the sovereignty of God, mga kaisuran, gi-allow to sa Ginoo for us to trust Him all the more. That's why, friends, if na yung mga sitwasyon nga maabot sa iyong kinabuhi, if na yung mga tao ipadala sa iyong kinabuhi, nga lisod ka ni Lord, kanitawa na, very unlovable. the reason ipadala na sa Ginoo mga kaisunan aron makita sa Ginoo iyang grasya through you. Hello? Kung na yung mga circumstances maabot sa imong life mga kaisunan, tanawan na siya from God's perspective. Because after all, ang point niya, God wants to change you. Usahay mag-pray ta, Lord, usba akong banna. Lord, usba ni si Kuan, Lord God. Usnahon kag usab sa Ginoo nga naman. Because through the power of God, makita niya, ma-realize siya, hala, nausab rin siya, no? O di na kasi bagulbol, ma-enjoy na nimo ang grasya sa Ginoo sa kinabuhi. Di ba? O mao na ang point sa atong sanctification, mga kaisunan. There are times nga ibutang ka sa Ginoo sa mga places, sa mga circumstances nga dili kaganahan. There are times nga naay mga tao nga ibutang sa imong life. Giallow lang ginas Ginoo in the sovereignty of God. Kaya ang Ginoo, mga kaisunan, di man sa Ginoo masayop in His wisdom. Di ba? That's why I love that song. Kada ba itong kanta nga, God is too wise to be mistaken. No? He is too good to be unkind. What does it tell us? It tells us of the sovereign will sa Ginoo. That in everything sa atong life, in the sovereignty of God, God allows it to happen. Because it's not for us nga inflecta, but for us nga atong faith ma-develop, atong faith mo-grow sa Ginoo. So that our faith will arise in situations that is unfavorable. And in that sense, we can say, have your way in the situation, Lord God. Og diha niyo makita ang gahom sa Ginoo, mga kaigsoonan, and you ma-amaze ng good ka. Because after all, the grace of God is amazing. Amen? Og mauna, mga kaigsoonan, karon, no, God is continually saving you. If you are in a situation, if you are in a circumstances, nga lisod kayo istanan, nga makita na imong kinaiya mo, gawas na imong pagkatauhan nun, mga kaigsoonan, remember this, God is purifying your heart. There are situations ako na learn sa last year. Kinabuhi na ako, Lord, disuda, Lord, ako grabiha ni Lord. But when I look at the big picture, mga kaigsoonan, God is testing my faith diha niya. Og mauna, mga kaigsoonan. Don't ever think, Lord, gano'n yung mga gihatag. Because friends, God loves you and He wants to change you. He wants to see the character of Christ in your life, mga kaigsoonan. Because after all, that is what Christianity is all about. It's all about trusting and abiding on the grace of God sa atong kinabuhi. O mauna, mga kaigsoonan, di yun na mahuman. Na'y problema maabot, Lord. Human na ang taning ano, nibalik na naman sa ilain, Lord. Because muna nagpakita, mga kaigsoonan, that God is working in your heart. Bukon man yun ka sa Ginoo na. Because God cannot use you powerfully unless you are broken before Him. Og muna atong makita, muna si Pedro nag-encourage, padayon mo. Bisag grabe kay ang persecution, padayon mo. No? Because God is developing your faith sa matag-usa ninyo. And another thing, mga kaigsoon, no? In verse 2, atong makita, dere, ingon diha, 4, obedience to Jesus Christ. So dere, ingon dere, no? Through the sanctifying work, God is sanctifying us through His Holy Spirit. And ingon dere, what purpose and reason? Ingon dere, 4, obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling by His blood. So I want you to take a look here, Ixon, kay nindot kay ninga principle atong makita dere. So when God allows sanctification in our hearts, ang main purpose ana is for us nga moduol, moobey ta diha more. Because there are a lot of Christians, kani Ixon, no? When I tell you, are you a believer? Di ba? Yes, I'm a Christian. How do you know that you are a believer of Christ? Because of my faith. How do you know that your faith is genuine? Kay nagsalig mo ko niya, nagbasa ko siyang Bible, kabaw ka on sa greatest test ana mga kaigsoonan. The greatest test is when you are put between matter of life and death. Di ba? Two things can happen naman. Either imong i-recant ang Ginoo or imong i-embrace ang Ginoo sa kinabuhi. And this is what happened to these people. Naay mga problema, naay mga Christians mga kaigsoonan that they were so on fire for God. Di ba? Sa ilang 5 years, 10 years as a believer, but one situation that happens in their lives, bang, buto sila. Asa naman to si sister? Nang luod na sa Ginoo, nawagtan na sa Ginoo. Gamay lang sitwasyon sa kinabuhi. Nasunog ang balay, wala na ka, Lord, ano man ni Lord? Kani mga kaigsoonan, kani mga tawhana, na, it's a matter of life and death. Because of their faith sa Ginoo, gipanggukod sila sa gobyerno, putlan sila ang ulo. So ingon si Peter diha, sige lang, kay ginasanctify ni Lord. Ang purpose ana mga kaigsoonan, so that in this aspect, in these circumstances, the more mo obey sa Ginoo, So here, ato makita, no, ingon dere, and the sprinkling of His blood. So to sprinkle with Christ's blood, some scholars tells, ingon dere, to take a person into the realm of influence of Christ dying. Influence of Christ. In other words, to align him or her with the one who died. In other words, ay mga kaigsuunan, aron ikaw, no, mo realign imong priorities to this person nga nagpakamatay para nimo. So kung atong tanawon mga kaigsuunan, the principle that we can learn is this: God continues His work in making you the kind of believer that God wants you to be. In other words, when God allows circumstances, when God allows situations sa imong kinabuhi, mga kaigsoonan, because He wants you to be the kind of believer that He wants you to be. And that's why, when there are circumstances that comes along your way, along our way, because He wants your faith to develop, di ba? Hello? Ganahan ang Ginoo, mga kaigsoonan, nga ikaw, mutubo pagyud ka sa imong pagsalig diha niya. O maunay nakanindot sa Ginoo na to, no? Kay ang Ginoo is at work in our hearts, in our lives. Kay ang kalibutan, magod mga kaigsoonan, ang yawa, subtle kayo ang deception sa yawa. We just thought nga, I think I'm still on fire for the Lord. Pero nga to ni mga kasing-kasing, nahilayo na sa butang sa Ginoo. Kani mga kaigsoonan, no? Di ba mo anata, yeah, I'm a believer because I now have a new relationship with Christ. Praise the Lord. But the question is, how is your relationship with the world? Because if you have now a new relationship with the world, then it will follow your relationship with the world. Dili na pwede nga both person, kalibutan o sa Ginoo, on fire ka. You have to choose one. You have to be loyal to one. And God wanted us to be loyal to Him. So when we have a new relationship with God, now we also have a new relationship with sin, relationship with the world. And so when you enjoy God, so ang kalibutan, mga kaigsoonan, becomes sour, becomes bitter. Ano man? Because you are now enjoying on the goodness and the faithfulness and the loving kindness and the mercies of God. Ug mao na diha ato makita, mga kaigsoonan. Okay? God continues His work in making you the kind of believer that He wants you to be. So if there are circumstances, if there are things in about sa imong life, because God is making you His masterpiece. In the eyes of the world, makaingon sila nga, mas precious din nimo ang Ginoo nga imong gi tuuhan o imong gialagaran. And lastly, mga kaigsoonan, ingon dere. Lastly, ingon dere, grace and peace be yours in abundance. So, ingon dere, grace and peace be yours in abundance. This is what Peter told his readers. So what are the principles that we can learn here? No, be yours in abundance. So another and last principles that we can learn here, Ikson, is this: God's grace and peace are sufficient for our need. Diba? His grace and peace are sufficient for in our need. Mga Ikson, walay sitwasyon nga i-allow ang Ginoo nga yang grasya dili mag-sustain nimo. Hello? Don't ever think, mga kaigsoonan, nga Lord, grabe na kay ni Lord. Because if imo nang entertain, mga kaigsoonan, that's not the word from God. That's a condemnation from Satan. Amen? Unsa ka grabe imong sitwasyon, unsa ka dako imong problema, mga kaigsoonan, remember this one, on the other hand, naay laing voice ang mag-whisper nimo. Is that the God that you're serving? Ngano man, ano nga nangyong ana man ka? Luoy kay kastanan, oh? Ngano man, because that's a condemnation from Satan. But the word of God stand firm that His grace is sufficient for your need. Two voice, kunakas problema, mga kaigsoonan, two voice makaimadungog. And remember this one, that our heart is deceitful above all things. The word of God stands firm and God is faithful to fulfill what He has promised. If ingon siya nga yung grace and peace sufficient para nimo sa sitwasyon, on the other hand, ang whisper sa yawa, dili oy. Mao nang naitabo sa temptation ni Jesus Christ. When He was in the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, o si Sulti Siyawa, if you are the Son of God, why not turn these stones into bread? Kung ato nang basahon, mga kaigsuunan, bitanon, nindot pa ni nga suggestion. But what does it imply? Ang gi-imply ato, mga kaigsuunan, mauni, kung anak ka sa Ginoo, nga nung gipagutman man ka, kaluoy ni mo eh. O, gamhanan bitaw ka, you turn these stones into bread para mabusog ka. Diba? Nindot kay nga suggestion, no? Pero friends, that's not the will of the Father during the time. Mausa na ang yawa. Kung ibutang ka sa sitwasyon, mga kaigsuunan, between grabe lisod nga sitwasyon, you can hear two voices. Makita ni mong heart. Unya, ang effect na mga kaigsuunan, later on, ma-feeling mo ang self-pity. Once mag-self-pity na kakana, sigurado na nga digyo na sa Ginoo. Di ba? Halaluuyan ako, oy. Halangan naman si Kwan. That's a lie from Satan. Friends, remember this one. God will always be true to His word. Not even an iota or usa nga kwan dili i-fulfill. God will fulfill what He has promised. So atong makita mga kaniya, when Peter wrote this one, remember this, that these people is in a matter of life and death tungod sa ilang faith sa Ginoo. And Peter was encouraging them, Lord, asa man imong faith, asa man imong grace. And Peter was an eyewitness when Jesus Christ ascended. Before ni ascend ang Ginoo ni si Jesus, unsa ang gisulti? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Niya, iyang promise ito, lo and behold, I will be with you. That's the promise of God. Diba? To the ends of the earth. And so here is Peter, who hear that one, nakadungog siya ato, a matter of life and death, Lord, inka makikuban ka na ko. Patyon lagi ko, Lord. Dito gipakita sa Ginoo mga kaigsuonan ni Jesus Christ that your love is better than life. Diba? O motong time mga kaigsuonan that even life and death, Peter gipreserve siya sa Ginoo, wala ni biyang Ginoo niya, that even sa iyang death, ang iyang faith sa Ginoo, iyang loyalty sa Ginoo mga kaigsuonan, nagpabilin. And wala na kung appeal dire, but there was this group of Coptic Christian, no? Egyptian Coptic, nga gipangdakop sa ISIS. Katong tayo mga ISIS gubat sa Afghanistan. Gipangdakop sila sa ISIS mga kaigsuonan, a group of them, no? Daghan kay sila sa tanan. Usa ra gyud ka condition mga kaigsuonan nga buhian sila sa mga ISIS. To recant kay Coptic Christian man to sila sa Egypt, no? Usa ra gyud ka butang iparikant ilang faith sa Ginoo o mag-Muslim sila. Buhian sila. And so during the time mga kaigsuonan, a lot of them makita na to ang gibuhat sa mga ISIS nga pang grabe ilang pagpatay, no? Very inhuman. And so this brave Egyptian Coptic Christian igsuon, wala gyud sila narikant sa ilang faith. And so they were gipalain sila sa dagat, I don't know asa to napita. Gipalain daghan kay sila sa tanan wearing that orange, naglinya sila. Unya during the time mga kaigsuonan gi-videohan man to, pag video wala gyud pagputol sa ulo, wala gyud to gidire kay ang nahitabo ato ang video padung na sila putlan, gi-adto ang video sa dagat, no, gi-adto niya. Pagbalik sa bawd, what we saw there, ang tubig nga blue nahimo nang puwa tungod sa dugo. And so later on, gibutang na to ang ilang mga ulo, pagputol, gibutang dito sa tubangan. And you know what? The last word nga ilang nadungog kay na may video. Do you know what's the last word nga ilang nadungog na sa video? Jesus. That word. Jesus. Pero wala na, gipaputla na, wala na yung mga ulo. And so tell me, are they true believer of Christ? Or dili? While I was looking at that, I cannot help myself. I said, Lord, grabe ilang faith, Lord, no? Even to the point they persevere to trust you, Lord. Dako pa kayo, grabe itong problema. But for some of us, natay problema sa itong igsuon, atong silingan, di ba? I mean, ang akong point, mga kaisuran, is this. In situations like that, na ang kalinaw ang gracias Ginoo. Di ba? Bisag unsa pa nakagabi mong situation, makita ni mo ang gracias Ginoo. Every time we went to the hospital, mga kaigsuonan, dili man ipag-boast, no? But to edify us, every time we went to the hospital for nanay's check-up, for chemo, di ko na niya ma-miss to share the gospel sa iyang mga classmates sa nag-chemotherapy. Even sa mga ito's doctor, makain ko nga, mura pa mag... Kabing, no, si Brother Gigi, while ni Apas man, while check-up niya, apa silang big-big na ito si Gigi, si Brother Gigi. Nanga ito sa hospital mga kaigsuonan siya, asa mas lanay? Standby mga ito. Kami mga kaigsuonan, nakatulog, kikikapoy man. Si nanay nga ito nag-share sa gospel, siya nga, ingos Brother Gigi, nga bro, mag-guilty man tayo eh. Kikita drib, okay kita, nakatulog, pero tanawa to, atong pasyente. She was sharing to his fellow classmates sa cancer. Now, what's my point, mga kaigsuonan? My point is this. As a believer of Christ, naay mga time, situation, i-allow sa Ginoo ato mga circumstances.
And while God allows it to happen, mga kaigsuonan, ang iyang grace o iyang kalinaw nagmanagayao na sa itong kinabuhi. What my point is this, the world is perishing. The world that you and I are living are perishing. We don't know kanos amobalik ang Ginoo, because for sure He'll be coming again. We're waiting for that and we're excited. And we don't know what will happen sa atong life. Whatever happens to us, mga kaigsuonan, always remember this one, that if you are a child of God, you are called to go and make disciples for Christ. We are not building our own name, we are not building this church with our name, but we are building a worshiper to worship the Lord. Do you know what's the reason, mga kaigsuonan, why we share, why we evangelize, why we're doing this ministry, kung ano magpa-build up sa atong faith? Because we want to attract the outsiders sa atong faith sa Ginoo. Ma-attract sila, bala, ninduta nila eh. And so in that sense, mga kaigsuonan, we can draw worshipers. Because you know what happened when sin entered in the world? Pagsulod sa sala sa kalibutan, mga kaigsuonan, kabaw ka unsay nahunong, unsay nawagtang? Ang worship nawagtang. Ang pag-ila sa Ginoo, ang paghatag sa worth sa mga tao kung kinsa ang Ginoo. Ug munay rason ato nang ibalik na. That's the reason why we evangelize, why we share the gospel. Because we want to restore what is lost. And God's command is so strong to every believer, go and make disciples so that more people will worship the living God of Israel. Diba? Amen? Ug muna atong point, mga kaigsuonan. Ug muna igsuon in all of these things, no? Ako lang i-summary. First is this. We can identify ourselves with Christ, help us bolster our Christian faith. Secondly, identifying ourselves with Christ gives us a mutual accountability of the people around us. Our identity with Christ will help us realize that this world is not our home. God had that mistaken when He called you to salvation. Fifth, God is continually saving you. He's sanctifying you. Sixth, God continues His work in making you the kind of believer that He wants you to be. And lastly, God's grace and peace are sufficient for our need. In all of these things, unsa man siya. Friends, because again, we want to make sure of our election. We want to make sure of our calling diha sa Ginoo. So wala na sayop ang Ginoo, mga kaigsuonan. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, He wants you to be part in building His kingdom. Because you and I are all full-time minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope and pray, mga kaigsuonan, that while waiting for His coming and while waiting na mabalik na niya, magmadasigun ta, magdilaab sa atong pag-share sa gospel sa Ginoo. Kung asa ka nga lugar, imong lugar na taga Bohol or taga asa ka nga dapit, niya, you desire, Lord, I want to reach out to that place, Lord. Moto encouragement nga ito na dungog ni Brother Lando. Because dito niya na feel ang burden. Yeah, dili na, that is just part. Why we're doing this? Because we want to restore worship sa Ginoo. Nining kalibutan na. Amen? So let's come before the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Let's close our eyes. Our loving, gracious Father, Lord, salamat kay Lord God sa imong grasya. Salamat, Lord, sa imong pagpaabot ka na mo, Ginoo, Lord God, sa imong kasing-kasing, diri ka na mo, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that in everything and in all things, Lord God, wala gyud ka magkulang, Lord. Salamat, Ginoo, Lord God, sa mga circumstances nga imong giallow nga mahitabo sa tagsa-tagsa sa kinabuhi, Lord. Salamat, Ginoo, Lord God, sa mga panghitabo, Lord, nga imong giallow aron ang matag-usa ka na mo, Lord God, ma-strengthen. Ug ako nagpray lang ko, Lord God. Lord, nga ako mga kaigsuonan unsa man ilang ipang go through sa ilang life, amahan, I pray, Lord, that you will teach them your ways, Lord. Continue to remind them, Lord God, of your grace, Lord, of the peace nga imong ihatag ato kanila. Continue, Lord God, to remind them, Ginoo, Lord God, of your sufficient grace, Lord. And even for our nation, Ginoo, Lord God, Lord, salamat sa mga panghitabo sa among nasod. Wala mi makasabot, dili mi makasabot, Ginoo, Lord God, although we have the rights to complain. But Lord, in all of these things, Ginoo, Lord God, you want us to trust you all the more. In your sovereign will, Ginoo, Lord God, kabaw ka ning tanan, nasayod ka. In fact, wala ka nakurat, Lord, ganun nahitabo ni. Busa kami nag-ampo, Lord God, because we know that this world is not our home, Lord God. Lumalabay rami, Lord, temporaryo rami ng kalibutan na, Lord God. Lord, help us realize the most important thing in this life, Lord God, and that is to preach the gospel to the lost, Lord God. And Lord, nag-pray ko, Lord God, that you will continue to stir up the hearts of your people, Ginoo. Salamat, Ginoo, Lord God, nga wa gyud ka magkulang. Salamat, Ginoo, Lord God, sa mga trabaho nga imong gihatag kanila. Salamat sa kusog, Ginoo, Lord God. But Lord, in all of these things, help them realize that we have a calling, Ginoo, Lord God, and that is to bring the glory, O God, diri sa kalibutan, Ginoo, Lord God, nga makaila ang mga tao diha ni Kristo, Lord God. And Lord, we just want to praise you in all of these things, Lord. Salamat, Ginoo. Salamat, Ginoo, Lord God. Salamat nga matinud-anon ka, Lord. And whatever things we achieve this morning, Lord God, we will be careful to give back to you the honor, the glory, and the praises. Kaya ikaw man, Lord, ang angayan ug takos na ining tanan, Amahan. Muna yung pag-ampo, Lord, sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. O amen.